You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for Theater Talk as we check out professional theater productions all over the state. And as always, our guide is David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And it looks like we're beginning with a very beloved musical.
Yeah, Brigadoon at the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter. This is the Lerner and Lowe musical about two American tourists who stumble upon a mysterious Scottish village that only actually appears one day every 100 years. A lot of people will have seen the film version from the 50s with Gene Kelly and the amazing Sid Charisse. But, you know, I run into people all the time, Cynthia, who've never seen the original stage show.
Including the one sitting across from you at this table. I have not seen it.
I'm surprised when you like a lot of things Irish and Scottish. So it's a love story. It's a fantasy story. It also has that whole Scottish charm thing going on. One of the things I find really interesting about Brigadoon is where the influences came from when it was created. You had these popular rural musicals like Oklahoma and Carousel, kind of romanticizing rural life. You had the popularity of the Quiet Man film a few years earlier that really energized sort of Irish-American audiences. And then you had like the influence of the book and movie of Lost Horizon, which popularized this whole idea of Shangri-La, magical kind of place. So all these creative forces and successes went into creating Brigadoon. It's a good story. Tunes are terrific. Almost Like Being in Love is kind of the big song. Mm-hmm. And everybody covered that. Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. And we have a piece of that right now.
Let's take a listen. This is from actually the 1957 cast album.
Day, this has been what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like there's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being.
Yeah, I'm sure you jogged everyone's memory with that song, because a lot of times we'll hear these songs and not realize they came from, you know, some terrific Broadway blockbuster.
Right. This is actually an example where a big, great song came from a very successful musical. Sometimes there's a great song that comes from a dud. But that's at the Encore Musical Theater running through May 19th.
All right. And now we head to the Slipstream Initiative in Ferndale.
Right. Remember the old Monty Python, now for something completely different?
Yes.
So this is a new play that recently ran off Broadway at the Slipstream, and it's called On the Exhale. Now, this is very different from what we just talked about. This play is structured like someone giving a TED Talk. And in this case, it's a mother played by a terrific actress named Tiaje Sabri, who I've seen before. She's the mother of a 12-year-old who was killed by a mass shooter who attacked a school. And she has a point to make in her talk, and this is not a sermon. It's designed, like any TED Talk, to make you think about an issue like you haven't thought about it before. And I get a chance to talk to Bailey Boudreau, who's the artistic director this week, and here's what he had to say about the play.
It's presented in the form of a TED Talk or a lecture. And so in that nature, it is not divisive. And so whenever you take a topic like gun violence, it's going to be incredibly divisive. You're going to have people on either side, and it can be a real turnoff and a real danger for a theater to do. And so the playwright very smartly put it in one person's perspective and structured it as though it were a lecture. We were there to hear the two opposing sides and somehow meet in the middle.
Wow. And when you think of just all the recent coverage of the Columbine anniversary, this is very top of mind for people.
And we're also, let's face it, we're heading into 2020. Mm-hmm. This is an issue that is actually, I think, going to get more play than it did 4 years ago. So,
all right.
That runs at the Slipstream Initiative in Ferndale through May 19th. It's a small theater you've probably never been to. Mm-hmm. But check us out on Encore Michigan, and you'll have all the directions.
Great. Now we head north on I-75 from Ferndale. We get off at University Drive and zip east over to the campus of Oakland University and Meadowbrook Theater.
Right. This is a transition again to the lighter side. Yeah. They're doing The Marvelous Wonderettes. It's a popular musical series about a group of women who were in a singing group in the late 50s. And this is the original show. There's been a sequel. The girls are back for a reunion 10 years after they graduated. Look, the story here is a bit thin. It's really an excuse to perform the old songs, which a lot of us like to hear, especially when they're done, you know, really well. So Lollipop, Dream Lover, It's My Party, Lipstick on Your Collar. That opens this week at the Meadowbrook and runs through May 19th.
I know. I'm always a sucker for a good jukebox musical. It's a lot of fun. And we now have more music to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to go to a theater we don't often talk about a lot, which is the Croswell Opera House in Adrian, which is doing Once. And that's the hit musical set in Dublin. It's a love story about a 30-something man, a busker, who is singing on the street a ballad about unrequited love. He's heard by a Czech woman who believes in his music. They become kind of a thing. The busker, he actually works in a vacuum repair shop with his dad. And so we have a love story and an artist who's trying to create while being anchored to the mundane world of work that pays the bills. It's a familiar story, but the story is a perfect vehicle for what I think is really terrific music. Many will be familiar with what has become the signature song of the show, which is Falling Slowly.
I knew a lot of people that loved that, and it was a big hit. It was a very, very big, legit hit on its own.
And it gets done in coffee houses now,
yes,
the world over. And then just kind of wrapping things up, the Broadway hit Waitress, which is based on the movie the same name. We've talked about this show before when it came to the Wharton Center. It is making the rounds and will open at the DeVos Performance Hall on April 30th. And again, it'll be at the Fisher in Detroit next month on May 17th.
And of course, that's music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles. Boy, and she actually starred on Broadway when that opened.
It's a good show, and it's also a show that attracts the younger mm-hmm. audiences too. It's because it's modern. And then while Hamilton is closed at the Fisher in Detroit, it's moving to the Wharton for an opening on May 14th.
And my understanding, same company. So if you missed it at the Fisher, you can catch it at the Wharton. And then I know it's circling back to Michigan beginning of next year in Grand Rapids.
In Grand Rapids,
so
yes.
So there are chances. Yeah. But a lot of good theater right now to help us enjoy spring. And as always, get details on these and other shows by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.